Anyone had any questions about anything you wanted to talk about?
Raj, we were thinking of, we wanted to try for Sheldon, and my mentor, get a chart or speak to an astrologer about an auspicious time to invite a soul. I spoke to an astrologer and gave some advice that I wanted to get your approval of before proceeding with. Generally, I don't know what you think about how seriously to take astrological advice about things other than marriage.
It's all right. So it's not the ultimate, but
one of the things, most of the stuff that he said. Being healthy and following an Ayurvedic diet, but he also suggested that he was saying that from my childhood, something that had happened in a past life that I suggested a way of rectifying that. Another verse for Shyam Kumari, glorifying a particular deity who would be able to help us overcome whatever blockage or hindrance there may be from our previous events. I wasn't too bothered about it because it's from Prabhupada's book, so it's not as though he was asking me to chant some different mantra.
It's not, you can't get mantras out of books, at least not for the purpose of doing japa meditation and so on. You can get Srimad Bhagavatam in the book for the purpose that it's given, which is by overall hearing everything that's there to develop attraction for Krishna. What are the deities? We get our Hare Krishna mantra and sampradaya, and therefore they work. Is there a false stuti connected with those mantras in the Bhagavatam? Huh? No, but the Bhagavatam, does the Bhagavatam say if you chant this mantra then you'll get this result? Then where does it come from? Mantra's going to do. Mantra's a person, not words. You can't force it to do something. I mean, what do you think Prabhupada would say?
I would have thought Prabhupada would say that the Maha Mantra is enough.
Ultimately, things happen according to Krishna's will, and that's what pure devotional service is about. Na dharmam, na dharmam. Something like we chant the Shingadev prayer, Dhamkara Kamala Bhare Nakam. But for the purpose that Prabhupada gave, so there's a lot of things in the Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam then says, if you do such and such, at least that's something, but if that's not even there, then you can't just pick things out of the Bhagavatam and decide that this is something that's going to work. Since Bhagavatam says you do this and you become, you gain wealthy, or you hear this pastime, then if you do that, then it's going to work. But if it doesn't even say it, in other words, if it doesn't give a false duty, which means it's also both giving a benefit and also an empowerment or something, then who's to say that something like that's going to actually happen?
I checked to make sure.
My understanding was that you not to negate anything but just to help.
But it only helps if it actually works. It's up to Krishna. I mean, ultimately, mantras are Krishna in different forms, and they don't necessarily harm. Unless they represent Ashradhatapis Chinvati, unless they represent or increase like faith in the holy name, in which case then it becomes a potential obstacle, it becomes a potential offense. That Prabhupada, Prabhupada didn't do anything. Didn't recommend such things. And it's sort of clear on what Prabhupada wanted. It may not harm.
Maharaj, I remember when we were removing books in Manchester. I remember one morning you were talking about blessings and getting blessings meant blessings weren't some magic wand or thing that someone waves over you. It comes from instruction and instructions. Something else.
Okay, and?
We wanted to ask for your blessing in that endeavor as well. If you had any specific instructions or directions.
Krishna's hands, the devotees. So how's anything going to happen other than what Krishna wants? In other words, when you chant the mantra, what is it really doing? We're appealing to Krishna for something, so Krishna knows what you want. And so will he not just give that in any case? Is he already aware? Does he need to be appealed to, mantra'd, and so on, in some particular way? Or if he wants something to happen, won't it happen anyway? And if he doesn't want it to happen, not really going to matter how many mantras you chant. The past is there, the karma is there, but it's going to be Krishna who's dealing with that. And how he deals with it is going to be really up to him. Freedom of action to do things, but that's not going to circumvent what Krishna wants. Not going to get around what he wants to happen. I mean, will it? So we're not dealing with just karma. We're not karmis who try to nullify their karma with some type of thing. We're devotees, and devotees deal, and Krishna deals with our past. So, I mean, no harm in chanting mantras of verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't think it's necessarily going to. Is it going to induce Krishna to do something he wouldn't otherwise do anyway? Is it going to do something that Chinayukot Maidodavisamirkati Shakurot Shakuruk Namlatyak? Is it going to make him? Impel him to hear you in a way that he's not hearing you now.
Could it make us more conscious of
is it is it a better way, is there is it the best way of making you conscious? Lots of things to read in Srimad Bhagavatam. really good answer for anything. What would Prabhupada do? And then what would Prabhupada say?
The other thing you said, that blessings were, you said it was...
Sure, that's what Grihastha life is about. It's about family. But that's not an easy thing, at least. Today's world, what to speak of in London.